Back of Malchus, third Mishnah. Neither under these plainly shulchayiv Malchus aboyim. We testify that somebody should get Malchus. And then zaymin, they found to be zaymin. Lekim shmeinim. They get two sets of Malchus. Mishum leisamir achet shokiv, the fact that they lied, gets Malchus. And mishum asisim lekasha zavim. And also that they get the punishment that they wanted the other person to get. That is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Chachamim aboyim, ein lekim elar aboyim. You don't get double Malchus. You get one Malchus, which is when you can be Mekayim HaZomim, you only get Malchus for Kasha Zomim, and here the Kasha Zomim is on the Malchus. The Shalashim Mamre and Shalashim Malchus have a few sets of Eidim that testified a person owes money, and they were found to be Zomim if they testified they owes 90 shekels, and there were three Eidim, so each one paid 30. But in the Shalvash of the Malchus, if the test of if someone gets Malchus, each one gets the full amount of Malchus. You can't split up Malchus in half, because each one wants to cause that amount of pain. Kate said, what's an example? We do a Shulchayiv, the Chavir Masayim, Zuz, Venim, Zuzim, and Mishal Shabinei. If two Eidim testified that he owes 200 Zuz, they split it between them, each one pays 100. When they do Shulchayiv, Malchus Aboyim, if they say he deserves 40 lashes, or really 39, and Zuzim, Kalechav, Echav, Lech, and Malchus Aboyim, each one gets a full share, a full amount of Malchus.